This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, great sports talk. You want to hear it? Well, from 8 to 10 every Monday through Friday right here on 98.7, it's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. And every Tuesday at this time, we talk to Keyshawn Johnson on the show. He's nice enough to join us now. Keyshawn, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I was thinking about Aaron Rodgers after the game, and a lot of people interpreted what he said. And I said, I got to ask Keyshawn this. It's something that has to be done because of the contracts, but how difficult is it to talk to the media right after you've suffered such a tough loss? I mean, how much of a killer is that?
It really isn't. I mean, it wasn't for me. I mean, I could say what I want to say when I want to say it because I know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of people are the same way, but you get the media or people in the media that say, oh, they need a cooling off period. It's so emotional. Yeah, okay, sure. Because if that's what I'm thinking after the game, I was thinking that going in the game. I was already thinking whatever I was going to say after the game, that already went through my mind anyway. So if I'm mad, I was mad going into the game.
But so how do you interpret what he said then? Because he kind of backed off today about being traded. Well, what did you think when you heard what he said after the game?
He never said he wanted to be traded, so I don't want you to put that out there like that, right?
Right.
All he said was, you know, everything's got to be looked at in the future. We, you know, something to the effect that the future, even mine, is in question.
Right.
But he didn't allude to, you know what I'm saying, to trading. So I think that speculation, we took that and everybody ran with it from a trading standpoint. I'd look at it as he's not happy. So he's sending them a message to get their stuff right or do something with him.
I just kind of felt for him because, you know, you went through this in 98, right? You go to the championship game, you lose in Denver, and you realize that now it's a whole calendar year before you can make up for that. And that's got to be frustrating for him, especially back-to-back years losing the championship game, knowing full well they can go 16-0 next year. It's not going to matter until they can get to that next step.
That is correct. You know, you don't ever want losing is a real problem. That's one of the reasons everybody said, well, how come I wouldn't get into coaching and front office stuff? Because I don't take losing, you know, whatever the naysayers out there in the world believe about me. They don't know me, and losing is not something that I take and run with. It's not an appetite for me. Losing has always been a bit of a problem for people, especially people that desire to want to be great, desire to want to be champions. There are some people that show up in a locker room and they're happy to have the logo and wear the logo. Well, that has never been me, and I'll never be accused by my teammates or my coaches for that even matter. Neither will Aaron Rodgers. So when you lose games, it hurts. That stuff stays with you. You know, he didn't sleep well last night. He didn't sleep well at all. Like, he probably didn't sleep at all, Sunday night. And he shouldn't, because they had an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, and it's sickening when you didn't cash in on the opportunity.
Also, at what point do you start to worry? You're one in, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're 1-4 in championship games, if you drop another one, as great a player as you are, do you end up having a stigma of a guy who actually ends up losing when it most counts?
It's all about the narrative that, I always hate to point to the media, but it's all about the narrative that the media try to set for you. You just said it, right? 1-4, is it going to be, you can't win the big game, right? And then all of a sudden he wins a big game, and then what? No one says anything. You know, Don, it's like baseball, right? You'll say the Yankees in the third inning, they're going to need that run in the third inning. By the time you get to the ninth inning, you won't even say that anymore. Or you say, oh, that run's going to come back to hurt them. And then when you get to the eighth inning, you don't say anything because it won't even matter because they took care of business and they won. And that's the narrative that's kind of going to be set on Aaron Rodgers, is can't win the big one. Oh, then when he wins the big one, people will move to another narrative.
Andy Reid couldn't win the big one, and then he did, and now he's a great coach.
There you go. Andy Reid, right? That's how it goes. That's how it goes. And if he never wins another one, and you know the conversation will be? Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers was really great, man, but he only can win one. You know, he went to 6 championship games, but he could never win one. I don't get how he could be considered great. That'll be the conversation.
Could the Jets afford to give up all that draft capital, Key, for Watson and still put together? I mean, we spoke about it last week, but will they have enough money to put together? Because Watson's a great player, but last year on a bad team, he was 4-11-1. So would that be the deal with the Jets, or would they be better than that? Could they be better than that?
I would argue that he was playing at an MVP level, even though they were 4-11-1. You can't discount 4,800 yards in whatever the touchdown interception ratio was. Players being suspended, receivers bickering, not being there, coaches being fired, defense playing subpar. Wasn't on him.
Right.
To answer that question, though, they could afford to do it if they want to do it. They'll have enough money to still sign free agents and enough draft picks to find guys. You know as well as anybody in this league, the league isn't made up of first-round picks. It's made up of 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 6th are sprinkled in there. You know, first round guys and second round guys, they come in and out of the league like you put trash bags on the curb for this trash out here in New York. That's how first and second rounders come in this league. The stars in this league are guys that get Alvin Kamara 3rd round. You know, those are the type of guys. Le'Veon Bell, when he was at the height of his career in Pittsburgh, 3rd round, 4th round. You know, Curtis Martin, 3rd round, Hall of Famer. You know, so when you look at it, it's not all about the first and the second rounds. It's about Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh finding the players in the weeds that make the Jets a championship caliber team in the future. I mean, you can get one guy. Right? You're one guy. But to think that you're going to have 22 first-round picks, second-round picks starting on your team, that's not going to happen.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I may have asked you this before, and if I did, I apologize. But with Mel Kiper having Devontae Smith going too, if the Jets were to keep Sam, would you take Smith that high?
I probably wouldn't, because it's just me. But doesn't mean that he's not worthy of that pick. What are you going to do with him? Are we going to throw him the ball 3 times a game? Right? I mean, you know.
Not if you take him 2.
But I'm just saying, what are we going to – is he going to be a 110-catch, 1,308-touchdown guy year in and year out? I mean, what you know, so it's – I don't personally know if he'll go that high. I mean, I really don't. That thing changes so much, right? I mean, next time they put it out, he'll be fifth. Somebody else will be two. Or they'll have somebody trading the picks. So it's just, it all depends. I mean, he's talented, but, you know, I typically like mine kind of big. I don't like smaller receivers like that. I feel like I can get a smaller guy in a lot of places in the draft and be successful.
Keyshawn, what did you weigh?
Big dudes are a premium.
What did you weigh when you went to the league?
I was about 250. Oh, well, when I was at the combine, I was 222. So let's just say I was around 218.
I mean, he's right now. Yeah, Devontae Smith, they're saying, is 175 right now.
And that's okay. That doesn't mean he's not going to the Hall of Fame. It just means that for my money, I like Julio Jones,
right?
Keyshawn Johnson, Eric Moulds, Calvin Johnson, A.J. Green. Those are for Larry Fitzgerald. That's what I like for my money. Doesn't mean he can't be Marvin Harrison or Terry Glenn. You know, doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean he can't be Tyreek Hill. By the way, that didn't go in the first round. So, you know, I understand that people think that this game is spread out a little more and you're seeing smaller receivers have success. Stephon Diggs ain't small. He ain't as big as me, but he ain't as little as Devontae Smith either. Tyreek Hill is an outlier. That's different. But Andy Reid, or better yet, Eric Bieniemy, knows what to do with Tyreek Hill. But then when you got guys, you know, you can point to bigger receivers that flopped. You know, Mike Williams out of USC that went to Detroit. You know, Roy Williams that was in Detroit that went to the Cowboys. I mean, you can point to bigger dudes that flopped. It's just at that two spot, it's got to be, man, when you go that high, having been the first round, first pick overall, it's a different level of expectation. You know, you want to be able to come in and go from 1-15 to the AFC championship game with a team on your back. That's what you want to be able to get traded for two number ones, and the reason you get traded is to help take the team to the Super Bowl, and you cash in on that. That's what high picks, you know, you want to change the franchise stigma. You want to change the way people look at the franchise and bring certain snack, crackle, pop, and swag. And all of it's something to be said for all of those sort of things. You want to be infectious in the locker room. And there's a premium for that. Is Devontae Smith that guy? I mean, he's the best college receiver I've ever seen. I mean, he just is. Facts is, you know, statistics back it up. But does that translate to Sundays at the level you want it to?
It's
picking that high.
It's going to be fascinating to see what the Jets do with that and whether they go after Watson. More from Keyshawn tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock here on 98.7, going till 10. Keyshawn, we thank you.
No problem, man. You guys be good. Hey, wait, where's Rosenberg?
I'm here.
So, hey, man, I was listening to you on Saturday morning. Was it Saturday morning on Hot 97?
Yeah, I think we run a best of Saturday mornings, yeah.
Why y'all always screaming and yelling and stuff?
Makes for good radio.
I mean, we're talking about, I'm guessing it was an issue of passion, probably one we couldn't discuss here.
Yeah, but y'all was on some political stuff. I was laughing. Y'all was right on the Spike Lee edge, but didn't jump over. Y'all was right on the edge of the bridge.
Yeah, we don't do that here. We like our jobs.
Well, thank you, Keyshawn. I appreciate
that. You got to stick to sports.
That's right. Stick to sports. Exactly.
Yeah. Shut up.
Thanks, Key.
Thanks, man.
All right, go Dodgers.
Anyway, we come back. We'll take some phone calls. We have ENN coming up as well. Also, another giveaway of the Inside the Huddle contest. It's Kayla Greco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.